Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the opening of exhibition Two or Three Tigers. I'm honored and thrilled to be here today with my dear colleague Anselm Franke, head of the Department of Visual Art and Film at the Haus der Kultur in der Welt and a co-curator of these exhibitions, and participating artists Ho Junyeon, James T. Hong, Xiaowei Su, Im Hung Soon, Jane Jin Kaisen, and Gustong Song Din Kung, Minuk Lim, Park Chang-kyung, Lee Ko-shiga, and Yuichiro Tamura for this inaugural exhibition at the newly refurbished house. I'm also very happy to share this moment with the exhibition Misfit, curated by David Tae, who is my close colleague in the region. It has been an extraordinary exchange with a collaboration with Anselm Franke since 2013, and he and the most of artists here have become truly inspiring and intellectually intriguing friends and collaborators to me over the last several years. I would also like to express my sincere gratitude for the generous support of the director of the Haus der Kultur in der Welt, Bernhard Schurer, and the enormous effort of all the staff members here, including coordinator Elizabeth Kramer and Dunya Salan, whom I know have been working tirelessly to realize a splendid and solid exhibition. This exhibition has been greatly inspired by Vulnerable Tiger by Ho Junyeon. In the work, two characters, a human and tiger, engage in a fantastical standoff. Transforming into a western-clad hunter, the tiger appears and moves to the switch position with the western man. Imagined and rendered an essentially a transformative figure, a sacred performer in translation, the tiger itself is in a transitory and becoming state. It is always a borderland and a threshold. Made in digitally rendered animation and mesmerizing theatrical elements, the work aims to forge and to understand the regional colonial history of Asia through the tiger. That is the ghostly being drifting on the digital matrix screen, but ultimately the generative figure between hundreds of intriguing cases of liminality and flux. The tiger, if considered an embodiment of liminality, is in a perpetual state becoming. According to Deleuze and Guattari, the becoming animal is not a regressive, but rather involutionary, and generates the becoming non-human that produces manifold differences and therefore something creative. The tiger is a recurring figure in the narrative of many Asian traditions. In these stories, the tiger is as dynamic and varied as an Asian nation to which the creator and the narrative are endemic. Sometimes a ferocious beast, the tiger assumes cultural, human, and even supernatural qualities. The tiger smokes tobacco, the tiger casts spells, the tiger tricks humans, the tiger longs to become human and end up monk, the tiger become a brother or sister, the tiger is lawyer, and tiger trade. The were-tiger stories about such a shape-shifting are widespread in the region, found in China, Korea, Indonesia, the Malay Peninsula, India, and so on. According to art historian Kevin Chua, in the stories from the 15th century Malacca, the were-tiger is often a vagrant or the outsider figure operating on a fringe of civilization, portrayed by the hawker, the wage earner, the beggar, etc., with a glimpse into urban and a mercantile aspect as well. In a prevailing Korean tradition, the tiger is strikingly ambivalent, both a man-eating beast and a mountain god that is an object of worship. A hunter is rewarded silk for killing tiger, for lessening the threat to the village, but at the same time, he is punished for the discrediting the sacred. In the 19th and 20th century, much as a tiger had become territorialized and subjected to colonial conquest, nonetheless, they often became fused with the image of resistance, valor, and the nationalistic spirituality by the colonized people. Unlike the variegated figure of the wheat personified in Asian pre-modern folktales, the tiger invoked by the subjugated state became charged with the chauvinistic impulses and was held up as a uniformly total static and determined by imperialist as well as by nationalist during the time. The more spirit of the nation and its identity pervade the tiger, so the tiger become more and more the object of conquest for the colonial rulers. The so-called tiger economy can be signaled out andromodernity that we can find mostly in Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, and Taiwan. In their development, these countries have adopted Western model of modernization, the sole category of the developed and advanced. For example, the high-speed transformation undergone by South Korea with the hardline utilitarian policies of the military dictatorship throughout the 1960s and 1970s. Influenced by the Japanese puppet state Manchukuo's attempt to build a high modern industrial nation state, the dictatorial regime of Park Chung-hee, who has been a military officer of the Manchukuo state in around the 1940s, propelled South Korea into a brutal economic ascent, bringing into relief masculinity, that is, demolition, construction, and advancement. In this East Asian andromodernity, upholding tradition was a notable part of the modernization process. Tradition is argued as invented in a modern time, and it became an important apparatus in the formation of the nation state. Because it can be forge a sense of community to pledge allegiance despite historical, ethnic, religious, or class differences among the people. In Korea and Taiwan, however, this present a problem, as a tradition can be reflected, often as a matter of recalling the regional, national, and political context of Asia rather than an invention. Professor Yoon Young-do, in his cultural study, remarked that the 1960s and 70s can be described as a period when the liberalist South Korea and Taiwan and the communist North Korea and China each selected different memories of history and culture and revived them. Excuse me. And the communist North Korea and China each selected different memories of history and culture and revived them as a tradition. This was done in order to justify their authoritarianism with an aim to establish long-term dictatorship and was also used as an attempt to establish an identity that proved to be insecure and meant it was incomplete as a nation state. The Cold War era was marked by the recalling and summoning and rebirth. That is, while pre-modern tradition was claimed on one side, the other side would instead claim modern culture. While tradition can be seen as a discourse formed for a purpose of remembering and recounting the past, simultaneously it is very apparatus with which to re-question what of the past is neglected or yet to be revisited. Tradition then can be considered as apparatus used in a relation to the process, the subjectification, according to Giorgio Agamben's exploration of the notion of apparatus, then it is perhaps related to situation where the more docile subjects submit to it, the better to escape the grasp of the ruler, where it is able to bring the light the ungovernable. For the inhabitant of Asia, the geopolitical concept of Asia was discursively constructed by the time the West began to invade. The critically arguable point for Asian thinker today are how Asia itself has ironically participated and propelled the idea to promote Western centrism over the past 20 centuries. What becomes the antipode of Asia is not the West, but the figure of West, which Asia itself generated in order to promote the discursive cultivation of Asia. In fact, the discourse of Asianism and the projection of the West found in East Asia arose rather from the complicated inner historical relations, competition, and hegemonic struggles endemic to the region for a long period of time. Artists in the exhibition Tour Three Tiger observe and excavate unarticulated modern and contemporary realities that pervade the East Asia region today, revealing radical intervention in the process strata of history. Contribution from Park Chang-kyung and Jae-jing Kaizen with Gustong Song-dun-kong reflect on history of suppression, militarization, and exploitation in Cold War era Japan and Korea, which haunt the geographics of the Pacific to this day. Kyoto School by Park Chang-kyung investigate the image of national spirit, the Gaegon Fall, and the note written by a young kamikaze pilot in order to uncover the conflicted ambivalence between military nationalism and cosmopolitan views. Or antinomic appropriation by the Kyoto School scholars. The film The Woman, the Orphan, and Tiger by artist Jae-jing Kaizen with Gustong Song-din-kung revealed and recalled the severity of the direct and indirect violence and trauma inflicted both on women and on children under the brutal war state of Japan and Korea. The installation by Yuichiro Tamura and Im Hung-sun present the tiger as an iconic medium of Asian militarism during Cold War, especially Korean War and Vietnamese War, and film by James T. Hong is documenting own travel to investigate the tension of national borders unfolding around several disputed East Asia islands to the present day. A digital 3D matrix by Chao Wei Su about Chinese deity displaced by the Cultural Revolution and Park Chang-kyung's film about the spiritual community of Shindoan, both are telling stories centered on tradition during the Cold War era in East Asian countries and invoke them as a starvation and ungovernable medium, creatively maladapted to space of modernity. Photographed by Lieko Shiga, made in the aftermath of the 2011 tsunami in Japan, and a large installation featuring a film performance along the Han River in Seoul are paired with the ritualistic assemble of the sculpture, transfiguring a broadcasting station by Minhoek Lim. These works explore the changing cosmologies and reverberation of animism in modern and contemporary Asian society and its form of mediation across different political and technological registers. All of these artists share an awareness of and a keenness to explore complicated modalities of multifaceted Asian modernity, and the works engage to infiltrate this through the history, politics, and society of the contemporary East Asian states, sparking the region's particular unruly stories and spirit with a new insight. Tour 3 Tiger exhibition reconsiders Asia in a radical spiritual figure of tiger and seeks to render itself as a space of anomalous events, a rupture of bristle and crystalline transformation, transgression, discord and accord. The exhibition set forth Asian modernity as essentially synthetic or as something constantly interrupted in a very mode of becoming tiger, in which ideological inquiries with regard to modernity are in contestation today. Thank you for attending.